Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Final hour of the Lake Show. I want to welcome into the show former member of the Minnesota Senate, Jeff Hayden. Off the tragic news... the tragic news about Melissa Hortman and her husband being assassinated and Senator Hoffman being shot, as well as his wife as well. First off, thank you so much for being on the show this evening. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good. Sorry I couldn't be in studios, just kind of watching that weather a bit. But thank you so much for giving me a little bit of time to talk about my friends.
Yeah. So first off, I've been on the air for 2 hours. And I have, for the last 72 hours, tried to wrap my head around this, almost 72 hours, wrap my head around this, understand what the heck's been going on, grieving, being frustrated, being angry, and all that stuff, whatever, and knowing and hearing the story with regards to the information that we have to this point. The thing I want you to help me out with is that as a former politician, I want you to help lay out who Melissa Hortman was, because you knew her. She was a friend. Yeah. And I want you to tell me what type of person she was and what type of politician she was.
Well, first and foremost, once again, thanks for having me on. Speaker Hortman is who we call her. She also was the minority leader before she became the speaker. But before that, she was, just a really good person. She was wickedly smart, really nice. I was just talking to my mother-in-law, who is a retired attorney, and she remembers Melissa when she was a young attorney working for Legal Aid. Mm. So if that gives you a sense of where she comes from and the stock that she comes from, she's always been someone that wanted to help people that didn't have a voice. Someone, if you're familiar with Legal Aid, it is essentially people who don't have the ability to afford an attorney often go to Legal Aid for help.
Yep.
So that's who she worked for and then ascended her way into the legislature. She got there a few years before I did. I served with her directly 3 years in the House of Representatives and was always helpful. Always helping Senator Champion and I, President Champion, started at the same time. And she was always available to us to help us navigate some of the things that you need to navigate in the legislature. But more than that, I'll tell you another, I got several stories. We all know now that she lives on the Edinburgh golf course there. And so we would have frequent fundraisers. And even last year, this ties into that, Senator Hoffman and Senator Funker had a fundraiser. They have an annual fundraiser, and this year they had it at Edinburgh. We would get to the 12th hole, and she'd be waiting for a lot of us with lemonade and to have a conversation. Just talking to another friend of mine who's in the lobby world, just talking about just sitting down. It was really hot that day, and just having lemonade out there talking to the speaker. She was not pretentious. She was very open. And, you know, we're having this conversation about should people's addresses, elected legislators, elected officials' addresses be available or not. I think each member is now going to take a good look at that. But Speaker Hortman was okay. She wanted people to know where she lives. She wanted to represent not only this state and this country, but she wanted to represent that community there in Brooklyn Park. She was really accessible to everybody. Her husband was an amazing man who, you know, it takes a lot to be in a marriage, no matter man or woman, and the person is a leader. And I can tell you, being in the legislature and being in leadership of the deputy leader, it takes a lot of time. You're the person that's to get there early. You're the person that's usually leaving late. You're working, you know, when people get to go home, you're still working. Often you're working throughout the year, working on other issues, setting up the next legislative session. The speaker in the leadership role, you're also in charge of the campaign, which most people don't know. So you're going all around the state helping other people in your party who want to aspire to get in the legislature. You're helping them. You're helping to raise money. You're helping to develop their staff. You're in charge of people that go out there and help them get elected. That's who Melissa was, and she did it well. She did it excellent. She did it at the highest level. But I'm going to bring people back to when my family first got in touch with Melissa. My mother-in-law was a senior at Legal Aid, and Melissa was a young attorney who wanted to help people.
Man. What do we lose in with not having her leadership anymore?
Well, I think a lot. I mean, first of all, even in some of the more controversial things, this year, you know, I think it's been said that we had to negotiate a budget. And when you're in the, and it was an even house, right? 67-67. So I didn't speak to that. So they're essentially co-speakers. But Melissa, to get them through, even before we got to the end of the negotiations that we hear about, there was a negotiation that figured out for the second time in the state's history how do you govern when you don't have a majority, when there's even number of folks? So she sat down with Speaker Damus, and they worked out a co-governing strategy, and she took a side seat. Now, I won't say a back seat, but she became the Speaker Emerita and allowed Representative Damus, Lisa Damus, to become the Speaker, right? So she took over that job, and she did it because she wanted the place to run smoothly. Consequently, Representative Damus became the first Black Speaker of the House of Minnesota's history. Now, Speaker, you know, Damus is capable, and she doesn't like to suggest that that's why she became it. But the facts remain the same, that Melissa took a side, left, still leading her caucus, but also, you know, worked out a deal where Speaker Damus is now the Speaker. I mean, that just starts to tell you. And then even at the end of session, when they were negotiating, and at the end, the Republican caucus really wanted to deal with this issue of health care for undocumented immigrants here, that was something that the Democrats did not want to do. She didn't want to do it. Certainly the Progressive caucus didn't want to do it. But we were going to look at a state shutdown. People were going to get laid off. There were other things that people really needed. So she took the hard vote in order for that program not to succeed. She talked about it on the last day of session in tears, saying she didn't want to do it, but she did it for the betterment of the legislature, and she wanted the state to continue to move forward. Yeah. I mean, this sounds like stuff written out of a book, but it's the truth.
Yeah. We're talking to Jeff Hayden here on the Late Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Tell me now about Senator Hoffman. What type of individual is he? He and his wife are recovering from their injuries. They are lucky to be alive. Just a devastating, you know, situation for them because, yes, they have survived, but, man, they're definitely going to be traumatized.
Yeah, I mean, I when I think about Senator Hoffman and his wife, I am just, my heart pours out to them in terms of what they had to continue to, or what they're going to have to do to get well, and the trauma of that person coming to the door in a mask and acting like they were a police officer And then reading the complaint, John's courageous way of trying to recognize he's not a cop and getting into a scuffle, him getting shot, his wife getting shot, his daughter, Hope, having to call the police to say that her parents were shot. I just can't kind of even, my wife and I just can't even like get through how they must feel. But let me just tell you that Senator Hoffman is a consummate professional. He's one of the best and the funnest guys that you'll ever meet if you ever go to the legislature. They said at the time when I was there, there'd be a lot of laughter in my office, but there was even more in John's. If he passed by, he's going to call you in his office, give you a pop. He loves, you know, he has food and candy. And, you know, because sometimes you spend long days there. And you can always depend on Senator Hoffman to have something to refresh you. He worked across the aisle in a way that sometimes even Democrats didn't even like. He was famously known to work with Senator Abler and others. John was really focused on not only the legislature, but really about people with disabilities. It's well known that his daughter has a physical disability, and you can read about it. I won't spend a lot of time there. And I feel like I'm not saying something that the public doesn't know. But he's really moved to run because of that. He is an not only does he care about it, but he's an expert on that. And he was willing to be critical of anyone, including people in his own party, the governor, or whoever he felt like that was going to hurt people with disabilities, intellectual, physical, et cetera. He was the chair of the committee. If you go back and look at his committees, you have a great time in his committee, but serious work was getting done. And John Hoffman loves the Senate. I have no doubt that his tenacity is real. He can be listening right now. I know that him and Yvette, you know, are awake and are watching. You know, the news coverage, they are fighters, and I know that I'm going to see them back at the Capitol running that committee. But really, at the core of John's work at the legislature is really, once again, similar to Speaker Hortman, was really about fighting for those at the margins of life, those that don't have a voice, those that have disabilities. That really was the core of what Senator Hoffman's work was all about.
You know, Jeff, I don't want you to get into specifics of who you may have talked to or not talked to, but, you know, there were other people that were allegedly that were going to be targets. He showed up at other mm-hmm. residences. Have you had an opportunity to talk to anybody else that possibly was a target, and how are they doing?
You know, I speculated and heard, and, you know, but it's, you know, it's, this is an ongoing investigation. We're going to let those folks do the work. Yeah. But I do know pretty strongly of some of the folks that were targeted either on the list or that he stopped by. I haven't got a chance to talk to him, but what I will tell you, as being a former legislator and, you know, Henry, do a lot of this type of work in the media and that kind of stuff, it's chilling to think about it. You know, on that Saturday, you know, my kids begged me and my wife begged me not to go anywhere until this person was found, right? Like, you go to bed because, you know, as a person that's visible, and it's in the complaint, so this isn't a political statement because I want to be really clear here, and everybody has called to tone down the political rhetoric, but the people on the list that was targeted, is in terms of legislators, were Democrats. Some of the folks that were former Democratic legislators. So once again, I don't want to turn this into some, you know, devolved political debate, because I think that that's what's the problem. I think that's what's going on in our country. However, I'm saying that to say, as a person who speaks publicly as a Democratic, you know, leader, someone that goes on radio and TV, just giving the Democratic perspective, a former Democratic legislator and leader, is really scary to think that someone could stop and come to your door, look like that they were law enforcement. We want to, you know, do whatever we're supposed to do, and turn out that was somebody that was there to kill you.
I mean, I'm just going to...
It's really difficult.
Yeah, it is. It's scary to think about. It's scary to accept. It's scary to know that there are people out there like that. But it's even scarier to know that there are people like Mike Lee from Utah who are hopping on social media and saying foul, disgusting tweets, kind of making a mockery of people that were killed this weekend. Like, I just, it's, I got to tell you, my blood's been boiling ever since seeing his tweets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, and that's really unfortunate. You know, I have talked to a bunch of my Republican friends, either that I work with, and that I work with either their peers or even, you know, folks at that I work with at the firm. And I'm not going to start naming names because, you know, I don't want people to get drawn in. And they're Republicans, and they're disgusted by it. And they feel sick about it. And this is not something that they want to happen. And they are really concerned of people that would be in their party. And this is on both sides, that would try to politicize or take advantage of this or somehow think that Senator Hoffman or Representative Hortman, Speaker Hortman, deserves what they got. And I've had several conversations with people who are Republicans. Once again, former legislators, other lobbyists, current legislators, who are really, really disgusted that anybody would think. Because what everybody said, especially about Melissa and John, is that they worked well across the aisle. They didn't always agree with them, but they could always talk to them, and they could always find some resolution.
More with former Minnesota Senator Jeff Hayden on the other side of a commercial break coming up next here on The Late Show. All right, former Minnesota State Senator Jeff Hayden joins us again. Courtesy of the John Chuchicola Banker Hotline. You know, I just can't get over the fact that this is a reality, a news story that we've been dealing with here for the last couple of days. I had the former Minneapolis Police Department Chief Madeira Arredondo on a little bit earlier, just kind of talking about communication and how, you know, things kind of play out. This was the biggest manhunt in the history of Minnesota with regards to law enforcement. How do you think we move forward with this whole situation of not distrust in police, but how we interact with when police show up to our homes? And I bring this up because there was a real fear this weekend, Jeff, with people talking about, well, hold on. Now we're in a different territory. We got people just, the evildoers that are just showing up with masks on and they're rolling up in vehicles that look like cop, you know, vehicles and the attire and the uniform, but they're not cops. We've been having concerns for months now with these ICE raids where they got masks over their face and they're not, you know, talking about who they are and acknowledging, you know, what agency they're from. Like, we're kind of in a very scary, I think, time with all this.
Yeah, you know, I think so. You know, I feel like right at this moment, it's really hard to get a handle on it, you know, especially, and I'll just say for me, you know, because you're in it, right? Like we're in grief. We're pissed off, if I may use that word, we're thankful for law enforcement on one hand, right? Because they went out there and did their job and hunted down and found this person, this cat. And brought them and bring them to, and brought them to justice. So we're celebratory on that. As we're in deep mourning and really sad about, you know, these outstanding individuals who dedicated their lives to public service were murdered in cold blood. The same time, this person was using the police as a way to perpetrate his crimes.
Yep.
At the same time, we're very concerned about the way that ICE builds up. I'd like to say, you know, like we know, like even the stuff that happened on Lake Street, that turned out that was pretty legit, and there was $20 million with an M worth of meth that was flowing, that held up somewhere ready to hit the streets and really hurt people. However, the way that they showed up, and that's the community I represented, made people really nervous. I spent a lot of time in that part of town really, really doing everything I can to help the immigrant community with the Mercado El Centro and the Midtown Exchange and the vibrancy of that part of Lake Street. And so to show up in that way was really scary to a lot of people, even though it looked like it was super legit. So I think we have to really talk to our law enforcement officials, our federal law enforcement officials, our the folks that govern them. It's really hard, you know, right now, because it looks like a lot of the things that President Trump has said is kind of blaming, you know, this. Senator Klobuchar and Representative Emmer, who's the number three person in the House of Representatives, even though on Friday I thought that some of the ways in which they treated Governor Walz was inappropriate, but they've asked us all in these positions to tone down the rhetoric. So I'm really, really working hard to do that. But it's really complex, because on one side, we're really thankful of law enforcement to keep us safe and the work that they've done. On the other side, saying, hey, there's people exploiting you, or there may be some people in your ranks that really are not showing up. I'll just keep using that word, in the way that is most respectful. So we got to really work on this. There's not a, I was going to use the silver bullet analogy, that's totally inappropriate, but there's not an antidote today. There's not like, oh, this is all we have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, the concern that I have for me is that this incident, it makes law enforcers jobs even harder, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I just, yeah, it does.
But at the same time, the level of coordination, the emergency center that's activated in Blaine, the amount of people that came together, the amount of officers from suburban to, you know, to Minneapolis, the sheriff's departments, the various sheriff's departments, the way that they activated. And the things that weren't seen was not only the manhunt, but every law enforcement, every legislator had access to a law enforcement, you know, person to make sure that nothing happened to them. There were squad cars and others parked in legislators' houses, right, to ensure, and I know this for a fact, but I got a lot of friends, to ensure that nothing was going to happen to them until they found them. So we also, you know what I mean, are want to celebrate that, because they put themselves in harm's way as well.
Yeah. Do you think that we will see enhanced security for lawmakers? Because we're living in such a crazy time with people just losing their minds. And I started the show tonight and I said that we are living in a time where there's so much toxic hate.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say this. My dad reminded me, you know my dad pretty well. Like my dad, Dr. Peter Hayden, reminded me of the 60s. Of the late 60s, after Dr. King had gotten killed, Robert Kennedy was assassinated.
Yep.
There were riots. There was the rise of nationalism on all sides, including black nationalism, right? And so there were some pretty tough times during that time, and we got through it. So he just wanted to make sure that I understood that, because he was there and was dealing with that. So I'll put that aside. To your question about enhanced security, yeah, I think so. I think that we'll kind of, they'll do an assessment of where the kind of more high profile people are. They do it in Washington. You know, some of the representatives that get threats, they'll have Capitol Security even come to their home districts. I know that there's been several, you know, a congressman, I've even heard of a legislator that's hired private security. I think you'll probably see some members probably thinking about some conceal and carry. I know that you'll have enhanced security at their homes, and that the legislature, which is pretty open at the Capitol, you'll probably see that get a little tighter, more like Washington, D.C. than Minnesota, which is a shame, but I think that I will say this. I think at this point, the idea, if we hadn't figured it out, Minnesota lost innocence. If we were still innocent, we are no longer it. We're a big city. We're a big state. There's a lot of things happening, and we don't want to get to a point to where we're so skeptical of everybody. But we do have to realize that there's some dangerous people here that we have to protect ourselves from.
Yep. Hey, Jeff, man, a pleasure as always, my man.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I love to get in the studio. Thank you guys for accommodating me over the phone.
Oh, for sure. Always a pleasure to have the great Jeff Hayden joining us here on The Late Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.